Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On the eve of his 100th day in office, President Biden will speak to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Reports are saying he will pitch $4 trillion of spending on child care, education, and family leave, among other topics. With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least 9 people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. Customs and Border Protection officials are reporting Kevin Andre McKenzie was caught at JFK Airport on Monday, allegedly trying to smuggle in 35 live finches from Guyana, stuffed inside plastic hair curlers and concealed inside his clothes. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Biden administration is selling higher taxes to the American people. Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden is expected to introduce a proposed increase in the capital gains tax Wednesday night during his address to a joint session of Congress as part of a $1.5 trillion spending package for his American Families Plan. The White House says the increase in the tax will affect less than 0.5% of Americans, but critics say it will still have a negative effect on the economy. Senator Steve Daines says it's those people that will be affected most by the tax hike that help drive innovations with their investments. The Montana Republican tells Newsmax TV that jobs will be at risk because of a tax hike.
And I heard the Biden spokesperson say it's just 0.3%. Did you realize that 0.3% pays 64% of the capital gains taxes today? And so what this will do is, I think it will actually reduce the amount of revenue coming in because you raise the rates so high, it locks investors in. They don't want to sell an asset and invest in the next new thing, increase innovation, and spur the economy. They'll hold it.
President Biden's joint session speech starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
New technology with implants can help paralyzed veterans walk again. Veteran Joshua Birch describes the night he became paralyzed.
And I went to Guam to help assist the Air Force because our aircraft were there. And one of the nights I was there, I don't even remember what happened. I just know I woke up the next morning outside on the ground, unable to move.
Mr. Birch on Fox News says he thought he would never walk again.
No, not at all.
Spinal cord injury research chief Dr. Ashraf Gorgi talks about the program.
We started this 5 years ago when we started our exoskeleton program, and our exoskeleton program just lead us to this fantastic implantation epidural stimulation using a different type of epidural stimulation called percutaneous leads, definitely the results start to show up from day one when we start to regain some motor activities in their legs, which was very fantastic for them to see their legs moving after all these years of paralysis.
Dr. Rob Trainer performed the surgery.
So implantable spinal cord stimulators have been around for 70 years, so we're really, for pain, so we're really leveraging existing technology for societal need. There's two phases to this particular implant. One, we do a trial with 2 8 contact leads. We map out which contact will activate different muscle groups, and if the patient passes a trial, we do a full implantation with a battery placed under the skin during the operation.
I'm Lance Prime, and this is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, do you think we got a tiger by the tail here trying to get this country back on track? It makes me wonder. I don't know. Are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking, you know, regarding all this spending that the president is proposing here? All kinds of spending. I don't see any savings. I'm not seeing any offset for the trillions of dollars that are being proposed. We're already looking at $30 trillion of indebtedness, probably before, I mean, if he gets his way, and if we're fortunate that he only does one cycle here, the way he's spending money, we might be lucky to get away with about $32 trillion of indebtedness. And spending all this money in heaven knows what, you know, just makes me wonder. I want to bring Rick Manning on, president of Americans for Limited Government. Good morning, Rick. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, answer me this. Who is advising this president on the economy here? I mean, you know, the brain trust out of Boston, whose degree is in supposedly economics, AOC. I mean, is she, you know, advising him on this, or is it a combination of her and Barack Obama?
Well, I think Barack Obama has the biggest hand in advising President Biden. It's he's responsible for Biden being president, and so you've got a so I think that's obvious. But the I think the AOC has something to do with it, and largely because of the idea that it's becoming more and more prevalent that budget deficits don't matter. We can spend whatever we want. The world will buy the debt. It doesn't, you know, the banks will buy the debt. The Federal Reserve will buy the debt. And, you know, and truthfully, so far, that has happened. The Federal Reserve has been eating the debt, which is it's kind of like a snake eating its tail. You know, eventually it doesn't work, but.
Well, eventually you eat the whole snake.
Yeah, the whole snake. It's all gone. Right.
Exactly.
That's exactly right.
Right.
And it's so you've got but at the time it seems like a good idea. That's what's happening. Actually, the Federal Reserve is soaking up most of our debt. Everybody talks about China owning debt. They're down about $1 trillion worth of our debt, a little less.
By the way, China still owes us $1 trillion that people have forgot about.
Correct. They owe us $1 trillion from back when they accepted the debt of the Nationalist Chinese government when Mao took over in 1949. Right. And that was $1 trillion worth of bonds that U.S. investors held. That then, of course, now never paid, and they still owe.
Yeah.
But the reality is that's become the prevalent idea. You said that Biden didn't have any offsets, but he actually, in terms of his big supposed jobs plan, it's really a giveaway to the environmental groups. But had an he has an offset proposed. It's $4 trillion in new taxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's more than willing to increase taxes on Americans to pay the freight. What he won't do is he won't cut anywhere else besides the scope of government.
Right.
And that's the part where we're really out of control. We don't have a tax problem. We have a spending problem.
Well, the last time I checked, though, Rick, when you're looking at taxes, you need people employed. And when you are keeping people at home with government subsidies and turning their brains into marshmallows, you know, how eager are they going to participate in, you know, the taxes that need to be paid in order to cover this freight here? I mean, I just see this as we're compromising our national security, number one, and, yes, our liberty. I mean, we're getting to a point. I mean, when you tell people, oh, you can't work there anymore, don't worry, you know, my dad was out of a job, and I know how that works, and we're going to get you a job. I mean, that's what Hillary Clinton said, and he's echoing the same stupid thing. Well, he's been around for 50 years. What job? Has Joe Biden ever created a job?
He did for Hunter Biden. apart from that, I can't think of any. He's really good at nepotism. But yes. You're exactly right. And one of the things that's happening in states that have opened up, and this is the irony, our job market has two tiers. The tier where things are going badly is the tier where the states have refused to open, the Californias, the New Yorks, New Jersey, Connecticut. You can kind of name them. And there's states that are lagging way behind in terms of the employment rate.
Mm-hmm.
States that are doing relatively well in terms of employment rate still have
mm-hmm.
still have a huge problem because employers are finding, particularly restaurant and service employers, are finding that none of the employees are coming back because they make more money on unemployment.
Exactly.
And
I was talking to a guy the other day. He owns a McDonald's franchise. He's paying people $50 just to come in and apply for a job.
I wonder if you can apply multiple times. The fact is when the decision was made and it was in the face of dramatic job gains and the recovery, when the decision was made by the Democrats to put they initially wanted $400 a week onto unemployment because of Joe Manchin was cut to $300 a week, which is still too much. What they effectively did is they made it on any job that pays, you know, $10 an hour, doesn't make sense to go to work.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm going to tell you, you know, people are rational. You know, a lot of people sit there and think, you know, kind of thinking, especially in government, that people are dumb. Well, people are not dumb. If you have a choice, I'm going to work for 40 hours a week, come home tired, and you know, have little time to do other things I want to do. Or if I sit at home and do other things I want to do, play video games all day, and I get paid the same amount of money or even more.
Well, more because it's tax free. It's tax-free,
yeah,
right?
Why would I go to work? Yeah, I know. Yeah. Why would I go to work? Nobody would.
Right.
And that's the emergency they've created. They've created a labor shortage, a deliberate labor shortage, with a desire to get people to use the large number of people on unemployment. That's 17 million people, for those of us who are counting. 17 million people are on unemployment. That large number, they're going to basically tell those people eventually, we're going to be we'll give you $1,000 a week regardless. Or $1,000 a month, regardless. Mm-hmm. We're just going to give it to you as standard wage because you deserve to just get paid by the government.
Exactly.
And that's where they're going because they want a dependent society. Yeah. They want people to depend on the government and say, what would I do if I didn't have that $1,000? As opposed to, gee, if I go out and I work hard, or if I take a second job, I can get another $1,000. And then you build a cycle. A virtuous cycle where people get promoted, they make more and more money, and they move up the chain in terms of the labor chain.
Yeah.
But
there's another labor chain.
It's labor chains. But they've described their labor chains.
Right.
And that's the chains of welfare.
Right. Well, the other chain is the black market, Rick. Some of these guys, they're taking the money. I say guys, I mean, you know, people here that are taking the money and they've got all this off time, and some people can't handle being off. So what they're doing is they're working a side hustle under the table. So you got that on top, and what that does is it promotes what we talked about before under the Obama administration. You've got a black market labor force that's happening that is participating in all the government benefits. They're not paying taxes. It's all under the table. In that case, they needed it just to survive because they needed to make X amount of dollars, and they were just trying to provide for their families. I'll tell you, there's so much more to talk about this, and we'll continue it on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from Rick Manning after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. Tell real quickly the era that I grew up in, you know, because here it is, you know, you get this idea of some of the labor force and just this movement that's going around and this idea that, well, we're going to stick it to the man. We're going to stick it to the man. And the thing is, I was telling Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government, off air, is that, it's like you're going to stick it to the man, but, you are the man. I mean, when you are in a constitutional republic, and this is where we the people come into play, is that it comes back and the chickens roost on our pumpkin heads, and we end up sticking it to ourselves, Rick Manning.
Yeah, it's it's kind of like when a dog chases his tail and doesn't realize his tail is part of him. And that's it's similar to what we're doing. We have this sense that it's us versus them, and what we don't realize is that we are them in many respects, and mm-hmm. particularly people who are thinking they're scamming the system.
Yes.
They may be scamming the system in some small degree, but when the system collapses, it collapses on them. Mm-hmm. There's this general sense that you can get away with stuff. Off air, we were talking a little bit about people who are in the black market economy. I think when we left the show, we were talking about black market economy, and you couldn't say, mm-hmm. and that's absolutely 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who is industrious and who would be in the workforce and would be moving their way up the ladder and becoming a leader, 10, 20 years from now in whatever industry they were in, when they're being taken care of on one end, that person's going to go out and they're going to make money in the black market.
Exactly.
And they're going to have a side business. They're going to be painting houses. They'll be cleaning decks. They'll be doing, different things, and they'll be doing accounting for people. They'll do all sorts of different things that just all be in cash
mm-hmm.
or Bitcoin. And so Bitcoin's a better way to do it, one of the right. cryptocurrencies. But not that I ever do that. That's taking what we're doing is we're moving people out of the real economy and putting them into the black market economy. In doing so, the dollars that are not, it's actually a much purer libertarian economy because it's a straight, almost barter system
mm-hmm.
Where you don't have government taking out unemployment. You don't have government taking out Social Security. You don't have government taking out tax and withholding. And so you're getting the amount you actually bargain for in terms of your wages. The problem with that from a government perspective is the government isn't getting Social Security. They're not getting your two-finger taxes.
Yeah.
And as a result, while we're spending trillions of dollars to make it so the person doesn't have to work or it doesn't make sense for them to work in the tax-paying economy, we're shoving them into the black market economy where they're going to do fine financially because they're getting paid both by the government and by themselves and through the government and adding money through the black market economy. Problem is you don't have any revenues coming into the government-run economy, which almost guarantees that it collapses at some point,
mm-hmm.
and the entirety of everything collapses when the regular economy collapses. So it's a challenge.
Well, Rick, right now we already know that the weight of all this tax and spend policies that the Democrats embrace time and again, and this time, I mean, it's really on steroids. It's gone over the top. I mean, this crushed the middle class during the Obama years. This could absolutely decimate the middle class right now, because here it is. You've squeezed down the labor force. How many people have their head above water that are, still paying, paying their taxes and carrying the freight? But it's tough enough that they're carrying the freight for themselves and their own families. But now there's five or six families that they've got to carry the freight for that are, working the side hustle, and they're doing, quite well, all things considered. And meanwhile, the people that are left there to pay the bill, this is socialism, really, a form of socialism at its finest, isn't it?
Well, it is. It is a form of socialism, and spending other people's money is really a cool idea until other people run out of money.
Mm, right.
And that's essentially what this is doing. But I really want to talk about something that they're trying to get done in Congress. And they did it in California. It was the stupidest thing in the world. We talk about side hustles. People want to do legitimate side hustle. They want to make an extra $100 a week because they are, because, you know, they go to school, whatever it is. And you have a, and so they're driving an Uber. They're driving a Lyft. They're doing, you know, they're doing any number of jobs available through the gig economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? The Democrats want to make, force the people who drive an Uber or drive a Lyft to become an employee of Uber and Lyft, hence eliminating the entire side hustle and making them have that as a job.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they want to do that? Because the labor unions want to unionize the Lyft drivers and the Uber drivers, because those driving, and right now those drivers are independent contractors, they're small right. business people, and you're not able to unionize those people. It's against the law. Mm-hmm. But the labor unions are pushing the Democrats to force those independent contractors who set their own time, go out when they want to, make money when it makes sense for them, don't go out and do it when it doesn't, allow them to have a regular full-time job on top of it. They want to force them into the 1950s economy of having a 9-to-5 job.
Right.
And it's strictly, and the Democrats are pushing, they're pushing it strictly as a payoff to the unions. Mm-hmm. And so the ultimate irony in all this is they're encouraging people to do side hustles. They are putting, they're actually creating, and the people give them money, the Ubers and Lyfts are very far left companies. They give mm-hmm. tons of money to the left. And those people who are giving money to the left are trying now to kill their business model.
Is this amazing? They eat their own, Rick. They always eat their own, don't they?
They really do. And it's let's just be clear. When government has control, the people who don't have control are the people. The mm-hmm. individuals don't have control. Our entire government was set up on the concept that it would that the government's legitimacy was set about by the consent of the governed.
Mm-hmm.
The government was set up to protect the individual rights of Americans. And what we're seeing now is that the government is effectively saying all rights come from us, and we're going to give you a few dollars to sell your rights to us.
Yes.
But once we have control, any semblance of you having an ability to make individual decisions and go off yeah. and protect yourself, those are gone. And
yeah, bye-bye liberty.
Side hustles.
Yeah.
Their attack on Uber and Lyft drivers is a precursor to what they will do on the black market when they start cracking down on any capacity to have a job that's outside the system.
Well, look what's happening. Rick, to your point, look what's happening in California. The consent of the governor saying, hey, we don't like it, and they're recalling the governor.
They are recalling the governor. We'll see if enough people vote to actually recall him. But there is, let's put it this way. California's got some interesting choices on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we do know is this. We are seeing a spendathon unlike anything in the history of the world. I want you to remember, everybody, when they talk about $4 trillion on infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
which is really just Green New Deal stuff, that's on top of the existing budget. Our whole entire budget for the year is going to be about $4.5 trillion. We bring in about $3.4 trillion. So our regular budget is $1.2 trillion in debt. When they talk about additional $4 trillion, that's additional money on top of the budget. So just be clear. They throw a lot of dollar amounts around.
Mm-hmm.
But all of it is extra. None
yes.
of it pays for the government bureaucrat who works in the Department of Labor. This is all extra spending. And so when we talk about it running a $1 trillion deficit, that's our regular budget. Every additional dollar we spend is straight to the deficit.
Yeah, just the kind of thing that you'd want to hear around the dinner table at home is the wife or the husband unit coming in and going, hey, honey, we're only $100,000 overspending on our budget this year. Not to worry. Don't worry. We'll take care of it, right?
Right. Well, we're going to take care of it. We're going to spend it. What we'll do is we'll spend another $1,000 a month to fix it.
Yeah, right. That's exactly. Because we have psychological issues to deal with, too, on top of that. Not to mention marriage counseling. Rick Manning. Thank you, Rick.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
On the eve of his 100th day in office, President Biden will speak to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Reports are saying he will pitch $4 trillion of spending on child care, education, and family leave, among other topics. With more than 1.6 million valid signatures, the California governor recall became official, and Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will face a yet-to-be-determined number of contenders later this year. At least 9 people have declared their intentions to run, including Caitlyn Jenner, the Olympian and transgender activist, former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and businessman John Cox. Customs and Border Protection officials are reporting Kevin Andre McKenzie was caught at JFK Airport on Monday, allegedly trying to smuggle in 35 live finches from Guyana, stuffed inside plastic hair curlers and concealed inside his clothes. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey, you might remember about just about 10 years ago, it was Joe Biden, candidate Biden, running for vice president with Barack Obama, who, told black Americans, the GOP ticket was going to put you all in chains. Remember? That was their desire. Well, with all this spending and everything that's going on, are you hearing the closing of handcuffs around America's labor force as these Democratic policies are creating a modern-day form of slavery that's incredible? But you have to see this. I don't understand why people are not screaming from the rooftops here about what these policies are doing, what we talked about with Rick Manning just a moment ago, how it's compromising our national security. And the bottom line, our liberties. We're being enslaved by the government with all this spending that's going on. And here to talk more about it is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, a columnist for the Washington Times, Jenny Beth Martin. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am doing great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Am I overstating that, Jenny Beth?
Well, I think that when you run a country into debt, as much as what we are seeing, and the potential for inflation. We are already seeing gas prices rising right now. When you're in debt, you wind up being enslaved. So I think that there is a very real comparison there.
Well, and the other thing is that you know, taxes are coming. We got inflation, but we got taxes are coming. Somebody's got to pay for this. And, you know, here it is. I mean, you know, when I was growing up, not so much for you because you were in the next generation following me. You know, our attitude back in the 60s and 70s, well, oh, you got to stick it to the man. You got to stick it to the man, right? Well, here we are. We're saying the same thing. But the problem is when you live in a country that starts out with we the people, we are the man. So we end up sticking it to ourselves because of the people we elect, and that we let this kind of reckless spending, you know, continue that compromises our national security and all these other areas. And then you get these policies that come in and they kill jobs. Well, you need jobs in order to pay taxes, last time I checked, because all this money the government's been turning over has all been tax-free. And that's why the incentive for people, sadly, to stay home and not go to work, and why you have so many small businesses. I was just watching a report in Georgia there where you live, where you've got these businesses that want to open up, and they can only be at a certain level of capacity because they don't have enough labor.
Yeah, that is a problem. And taxes are coming, you're absolutely right. And I think we're going to hear more about taxes in the coming days because Biden is pressing for more tax increases. And the fact is, you're right, in Georgia, there are places that simply are not at full capacity yet, even though we are open and the governor lifted all of our restrictions almost a month ago. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing that. I'm in Florida right now, Bill, and I saw a sign on a marquee outside of a business, and it said, run out of stimulus? We're hiring.
Yes.
And I think that kind of makes the point that you're talking about. When you become so dependent on the government, you wind up not going to work to take care of yourself. And it creates a snowball effect.
Well, you wonder the brain trust of our government. You know, people that Nancy Pelosi said that are so smart they could be working three or four other jobs. They're leading us over this abyss right now with their great intelligence and skill set. I mean, it's ludicrous. I mean, this is basic. People do that which they get rewarded for. And right now, the government, we the people, are rewarding people to stay home. And as I was sharing with Rick Manning a moment ago, Jenny Beth, some people, you get a certain percentage of those who say, okay, well, that's free money, and I got 40 hours a week, and I'm not going to sit here and watch, you know, there's only so many reruns of Oprah that I can handle, so I'm going to go out and go get a side hustle. So now what they're doing is we're back to creating this black market that existed under the Obama-Biden regime, and so now you got people working under the table, more tax-free money that doesn't go into the tax coffers to pay for all this spending that Joe Biden is proposing.
And that is a problem. Working without getting paid, working under the table is a real problem, especially if the government is incentivizing you not to get a job, so you think you're better off by not getting a job and reporting it. The fact is, we do have to pay taxes in this country, and you should be doing that. And the government needs to. We know so much more about this virus than we did 400 days ago.
Exactly.
It is time. It is time for us to start. For places that haven't figured it out, it's time to start learning how to live with the virus. Mm. And we have to. The government needs to realize it can't solve every single problem. It just simply cannot.
Exactly.
And sometimes we are better people to solve our, almost always, we are better people to solve our problems than the government.
Well, look what's happening clearly in the states where they took the, you know, they went to the people, let the people, you know, as you say, be self-responsible. These are the states that are vibrant, that opened up, that in some cases didn't even close at all, and have managed this pandemic very successfully by comparison. I'm waiting. I think it's a matter of days, maybe a month or so, where we just have some big mask bonfire. And I don't say that in an irresponsible sort of sense. I mean, I understand some people want to wear masks. That's fine. But and we can talk about the entire spectrum of how people wear masks, don't wear a mask. But that's really kind of been the handcuff sign and the limiting liberty of this last 14 months that we've had to endure. Is the mask has been the shackles that is holding us back and compromising our freedoms, hasn't it?
It really really has. And, you know, I know there are some doctors in California who are trying to point out, Biden said, just give us 100 days with the mask. Well, Saturday would be the end mark of that 100 days with the mask. And, you know, how much longer is this going to go on is what a lot of people are asking.
Well, and as you said, rightfully so, Jenny Beth, as we came to that crossroads, even with the Trump administration, it was 15 days to slow the spread and get on top of it. And their solution was, oh, we need bigger government coming in. And we relied on scientists that didn't even, you know, at the end of the day, when you talk about, when you really do a breakdown analysis of the veracity of what scientists and the WHO, which, of course, they've now become the standard, because Facebook and Twitter says, if you say anything that the WHO has not endorsed, you're canceled, which is absurd. We know, you know, whether it's the, you know, CDC and the WHO, their batting percentage has been lousy, and especially when the WHO specifically has become so politicized and so in bed with the communist Chinese that they gave them cover and caused us to waste time, you know, in combating in the early stages, you know, this disease that was coming in, because the WHO knew probably October, November, at least, that this was starting to run away. And they stayed quiet until the end of January, if not early February. And meanwhile, Donald Trump scrambling to try to figure this out and what's going on. Smartly, he closes down travel from China to the West. And look at the difference, you know. And I think that if he had some cooperation, we'd have closed down. You know, we eventually did, but they would have closed early on at the same time. Planes coming in, you know, from the east. And look what happened. New York got greatly impacted, all because of this, you know, politicization and, you know, the stupid strategy that was controlled on that end by the Democrats.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. So one of the things you just said that about how there's censorship going on, and if you don't fall in line with what the CDC or the WHO says, and then you get censored. The fact is, the way to have advancements in medicine and in science is to have debate. And yes. So they don't really want advances, they just want conformity. And they're shutting down doctors, they're shutting down scientists, they're shutting down people who studied the disease.
Right. Well, why not? It's the same pattern. It worked very successfully for them with climate change, right? I mean, look at all these great professors that have been kicked out of universities because they didn't go along to get along, right?
That's exactly right.
You know, this is really a scary time. And as you mentioned and wrote about, Biden's, you know, his first 100 days have been incredibly, incredibly radical. I mean, to the point, Jenny Beth, I got people that tell me voluntarily, I didn't vote for him. Don't blame me. I didn't vote for him. I go, well, 85 million people did, and we're living with this now. Jenny Beth Martin, honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
Thank you.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Take care of the windows. Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Yeah, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, the last thing that we need to lose is hope, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let go, okay? Do not lose hope. There is power in we the people. What we're starting to see is more and more people are waking up and wanting to be a difference, like our next guest. He seems like a lost brother, you know, and only lost because we just do not connect as often as we should. And I'm talking about Curtis Sliwa. Curtis has just been such an outstanding example of service in New York City for many years. And I remember the first time I went to New York and heard about the Guardian Angels, and then subsequently heard more about Curtis Sliwa as the founder of the Guardian Angels and all the great work. And since then, we've been able to connect from time to time on this radio show. And I always count it a privilege to speak with Curtis. But I'm really excited that Curtis is going the next step. And he's running for mayor of New York City. Curtis, let's bring you on right now. Good to be hearing from you again. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm in the midst of the campaign to save our city.
Yes, amen.
And I'm the only candidate who has announced who not only wants to refund $1 billion into the police budget that was taken out by this mayor here, Comrade Bill de Blasio, who's been just a one-man wrecking crew in terms of destroying the city of New York as we've known it, but I'm also the only candidate who wants to hire more police and get them to make safe the streets and subways, because if not, Bill, the city cannot recover, it cannot revive, it cannot be resurrected.
Yeah. How does Broadway reopen, although they're projecting to reopen later on this year, but what's going to happen when tourists come in to New York, which I got to tell you, I mean, for me, it was an annual pilgrimage every year because I love the theater and coming to New York and to visit and that sort of thing. But with the, you know, look at the homicide rate, what's been happening, the lawlessness ever since de Blasio decided to move toward defunding police, taking off what those 600
plainclothes officers and investigators right off the street. I mean, that was like flipping a switch overnight, Curtis. The response from the from the criminals in New York just went absolutely crazy.
That, in addition to the no bail law, that cuts loose these predicate felons over and over again. So we saw just this past weekend, Bill, as an example, 50 shootings. Now that sounds like Chicago.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Right.
So if you were thinking of visiting New York, or more importantly, as workers coming back and actually taking up your work stall in one of these glass, steel, and concrete office buildings that permeate all of Manhattan, you're going to have second and third thoughts. And because of that, the city is not going to be able to open up the bars, the restaurants, the entertainment complexes, the cultural complexes, even the economic engine for the world, which Wall Street is, has been impaired because people are unwilling to come in, go back to their offices, and do the work they originally were doing right before the lockdown and pandemic. And most of the reasons has nothing to do with COVID-19 any longer. It's all about the crime. It's all about the emotionally disturbed persons roaming the streets, the homeless, and a number of gangs that have decided to launch open warfare in the streets of New York City with no ramifications, no consequences to their shootings and actions. And that's going to stop when I'm mayor of the city of New York.
Amen. Well, and of course, another, point of pain that everybody witnessed was that footage yesterday of an investigator getting knocked in the side of his head by a plastic stick of some sort, and really took him down to his knees. I mean, he just got blindsided by somebody in broad daylight. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that is happening in New York City that makes it for an uphill battle. And it's got to be really frustrating for the men in blue and people who have, pride in their city, Curtis, to see this kind of lawlessness on display.
Well, in fact, there's a recent law that was passed that removes the qualified immunity from police officers of New York City. Now, think about this. Police officers will now have to go out and get their own private insurance the way doctors do.
Yeah.
Because obviously of concerns about malpractice. So police officers right out of the academy, barely earning enough money to have their own apartment. In fact, many of them still living in the basements of their parents are going to have to somehow go to some place, maybe Lloyd's of London or somewhere else, to try to get a personal immunity insurance policy, because the city of New York, to its elected officials who hate the cops, have said, you're on your own. Now, I would say, do as you do and do as you say. Why isn't there qualified immunity removed from elected officials, from judges, from DAs, from those who are also in a position where they can make mistakes and it could cost either people's lives or it could be a violation against their rights? Why only the cops?
Yeah.
Because there's a culture here that just hates the cops. And I'm going to elevate them, put them back on the pedestal. They're going to go back to being heroes, not the zeros that de Blasio and others on the radical left have made them out to be. And just recently, AOC, all out crazy, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has advocated taking another $3 billion out of the NYPD budget. All of that's going to stop when I'm mayor.
Because so much of this stuff that they're proposing, AOC and Schumer and Pelosi and de Blasio and that, is working, right, Curtis? I mean, there's a cause and effect relationship here, and it's all been nothing but positive. I mean, last time I checked, there's over 10,000 empty apartments in New York and in Manhattan. I mean, that's unheard of, that kind of vacancy.
Sure. And you say, well, how's that working, defunding the police? Look at what it's led to. And look at what it's led to in other major American cities. Los Angeles, shootings up 75%, Chicago. We go right across the board and say, how has defunding the police worked in major American cities? It's been a complete disaster. But the elected officials, they're continuing to torture our police department. And that's why, Bill, I'm going to be a mayor here who's going to set the trend to put it in reverse, to actually empower the police to go out and do their job. So if any of you listening out there want to help the campaign, just go to CurtisSlewaForMayor.com That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com.
Well, Curtis, I'm really excited because I know your heart. It's always been toward New York, the people of New York, the people who come in and support, you know, the city and the economy and that's always been your heart. We can blame your parents for that because they instilled that in you and your family.
Well, we're not only going to be hard on the criminals, we're going to be compassionate towards the homeless and the emotionally disturbed who need to get help. They're not getting help from the Democrats who are
exactly
leading the state, Andrew Cuomo and Bill de Blasio, the mayor. And also, we're going to do what some other major cities are doing now around the country, no-kill shelters.
Yeah.
We are no longer going to euthanize cats and dogs that are held in our shelter system. There are so many men and women out there who want friends of their own, pets, and we're going to make sure that they get them. Because a society that doesn't take care of its animals, you see, does not take care of its homeless, does not take care of its emotionally disturbed persons. So although we're going to be tough on crime, we're going to be compassionate towards those who need our help, the homeless, emotionally disturbed, and especially our animal friends.
Well, you know, I just came back from Los Angeles, Curtis, where I was born and raised. I grew up in Southern California, and it broke my heart to see how the homelessness has gotten way out of hand. And as you mentioned, and I'm so glad that you brought that up, because for all the money that Joe Biden and the Democrats are spending, de Blasio, even, you know, we got a recall going on in California as well, because it's gotten so insane that people said they can't handle this anymore. And I think that could be a significant portend to all these other politicians that want to embrace these radical policies that are not serving the people. And California has stood up in a very dramatic way, and they've got more than enough signatures to recall Gavin Newsom.
Well, it's too bad we don't have recall in New York State, because you know who we'd have on the chopping block. Andrew Evil Eyes Cuomo. If he had been a Republican, he would have been indicted and convicted already for killing elderly in the long-term care
nursing home
during the pandemic, and being the perv that he's turned out to be, and yet he's still governor of the state of New York. This is crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But getting back to this issue of homelessness that is so critical, is, again, for all the money that we're spending in all these different areas, I mean, we have abandoned the homeless people, and somehow, you know, they think, you know, it's just going to take care of itself, Curtis?
Well, they have no programs.
Yes.
They have to understand this is going to require tough love. Many of these men and women, they have problems of addiction to alcohol, drugs. They have emotional problems. And if we don't address those, there'll continue to just be more and more homeless people living out in the streets and living in every nook, cranny, and corner that they can find in our major urban areas and even our smaller cities and towns and communities. So it's got to start New York City. You know, if I can do it in New York City, people can do it anywhere, but they need examples of how it works. And so far, all we see is that we're throwing money at the problem. We're not resolving the problem with tough love.
Well, Curtis, let me tell you, I have no doubt that if you took over, and when you take over, there's going to be a night and day. It's like somebody's going to flip a switch, because I know you. You have always, this has been the history of your character and who you are, to go in and make a difference and do something on behalf of the people there. The other thing that to look at, you talk about the drug addiction that's going on, and meanwhile, our southern border is a sieve right now. It is a true crisis that this president doesn't want to admit to, and this is amazing. But what I've always appreciated about your heart is that you speak the truth. You're not about to disillusion yourself or others. We got about 20 seconds. I'm going to let you remind everybody how they can participate in your campaign.
Just go to Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.com.
Thank you, Curtis. Godspeed, buddy. Take care.
Can't wait to see you on the Great White Way Broadway, Bill. I'll welcome you myself personally when I'm mayor.
You got it, buddy. Take care.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you?